grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text upon which we meditate this morning is Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 15. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned, for sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more had the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. Amen. So stands God's word. Amen. Sometimes I wonder if there isn't an element of confusion about the word free. Sometimes I think it's misused, along with a longer word that comes from it, freedom. What does free actually mean? And again, to go along with it, what does freedom mean? We hear often about things being free to receive that, as our text says, a free gift. Free gift. How many of you have been called on the phone or received a mailing telling you that there's a free gift waiting for you? All you have to do to get that free gift, listen to those words, that little phrase I said, all you have to do to get that free gift is to come and spend your entire Saturday at a presentation. Now, I don't know about you. There aren't many so-called free gifts that are worth me spending my Saturday sitting in some stuffy auditorium listening to somebody drone on about, for example, a timeshare. I don't know how many people fall for timeshares anymore. But you have to do something. That gift is not free. You're paying for that. And also, if you remember many times, one of those gifts might be a new car. The other one you could get is a weekend's vacation at some exotic spot. But then there's the third gift. That might be something like, you know, as valuable as free cup of coffee somewhere. And guess what gift 99.9% of the attendees are going to get? I'll leave it to your imagination. Or, and I'll say, gentlemen, let's say it's your anniversary, and you go out and buy your wife this gift, and you tell her that, you know, honey, all you have to do to receive this is, let's see how far that will go. Of course, she might tell you that, hey, I already earned this. I'm here to you, didn't I? But anyway, no, many times those things we're told are free are really not free. Just like we often hear freedom. Freedom is not free. We just celebrated Memorial Day, didn't we? The freedom we enjoy in this country has been paid for in blood, hasn't it? So, as Christians, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we do receive and enjoy a free gift, don't we? A gift that costs us nothing. Nothing. But just like the freedom that we enjoy here in this country, that freedom was indeed purchased for us by shed blood. And think about this. And it's just so amazing and fantastic. The blood of God. Jesus Christ, true God, true man. The second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, paid for our freedom by shedding his blood for us, dying a horrible death. The Romans, they may not have invented crucifixion, but they were fine. And they were experts at it. And if anyone ever tells you that Jesus really didn't die, you just, I've never heard of the swoon theory. No. The Romans, for sure, knew and made sure that Jesus was dead. Was being the operative word. Because we know death could not hold him, could it? He rose and he lives. His shed blood, his sacrifice for our freedom. And now our freedom from what? Our freedom so we can live where we want, buy whatever car we want, eat whatever food we want, travel wherever we want to go. No, no, much more than that, much more important than that, because even if we didn't enjoy any of those things, and there are people in this world, as we know, who don't, but they still share in the same, even more important freedom that you and I share. Freedom from sin, freedom from death. I should say sin's consequences, because who sinned this morning? Raise your hand. I should see everybody's hand up. Because if you didn't, you need to talk after the service. We share the freedom from the consequences of our sin, because they have been borne by the one who was without sin, who lived a perfect sinful life. Can you imagine that? Do we even have a concept of what that might be? Just a little while ago, we made confession that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed by what we have done, by what we have left undone. All of those thoughts that might come unbidden to us. Again, if we say we are without sin, the truth is not in us. The love of God, the our Savior is so unfathomable. When we think about ourselves, those inmost, I'll call them things for want of a better word, that make us who we are, those things that we tell no one, not even the person closest to us, things that we are ashamed of, things that our God knows full well about us, things which would cause other people to turn their backs on us, not talk to us. God loves us anyway. And He sets us free. And when we repent, He freely forgives us. There is nothing that you and I have that we can give to God in payment for this. There's nothing that He wants. Well, I shouldn't say that, but we'll get back to that. There's nothing that He needs. You know what? What does the psalm say that? I believe it's in the Psalms. The cattle on a thousand hills are mine. Everything is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you. We can give nothing to Him. We can bring nothing to the table because He brings. He gives freely. Now, when I said there was nothing that He wants or needs, or and that's true, nothing we can bring, but we are to live in a way that is pleasing to Him, as I guess as best as we're able, aren't we? Ten Commandments are out there, aren't they? Now, we break them every day. As best we try to live by them, to follow them because we know that that is pleasing to God. But we do this not to pay Him to receive anything out of gratitude, out of love, our love for Him, because He first loved us. It is incredible. It is amazing. You know that very simple verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave. Gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that is all free. It's a gift He freely gives. Just like the faith by which you receive that gift is also a gift. It's also incredible, isn't it? Ephesians 2:8-9 talk about that. For by grace you have been saved through faith, And this is a gift of God so that no one may boast. We have nothing to brag about. We have nothing to boast about. We can claim no merit or worthiness or worth before God that we deserve anything. But He gives it to us. And He gives it to us freely. No strings attached. We may consider ourselves, along with St. Paul, the most miserable and worthless of sinners. But that's okay. It is. Because God has taken those sins away and removed them as far as the east is from the west. Your sins are forgiven, and they are forgiven to you freely, although the price was our Savior's blood. But it is free.